Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee, just like the little guy said before the show. And I'm Donna Lee. Dr. Mystery is not with us for this particular segment, but we have our fabulous and amazing Dr. Lucas Giacometis.
Thank you. It's hard to follow in the shadows of greatness. So, and I mean you, of course, Donna. That's Sonny's right. Not that great.
We both know who's in control of this show, and it is I. He does joke a lot about how I can do the show without him, but he can't do it without me, and I set that up by design.
Very, very, very true.
It's called job security, Dr. Giacometis.
Yes, we're not just a bunch of TikTokers. It's a professional outfit, and TikTok may be owned by somebody else by the time this airs.
That's right, and I do love me some TikTok. I'm obsessed with any cat TikTok video for sure. If you want to call us during the week and talk about your favorite TikTok shows, channels, 512-238-0762 is our phone number. Our website is changed. It is northaustinurology.com. We have a podcast section on the website now, so you're not going to armormenshealth.com. You can. It'll just redirect you to northaustinurology.com. You can see our smiling faces somewhere on the website. And then you can also email us, as always, to armormenshealth@gmail.com. That's armormenshealth@gmail.com. We're in Round Rock, North Austin, South Austin, and Dripping Springs.
So there are actual TikTok video channels like YouTube, I guess.
Just go in there. If you click on it and then you like it, you can follow these people, and then I can watch the same cat videos over and over and over.
Wow.
It's wonderful for my weekends.
That's right.
And my marriage.
Yes.
Thanks, TikTok. What's your favorite TikTok?
You know, I got to ask my kids. I don't know. I thought that was a clock thing. I don't know.
Oh, it is in a different realm. But yeah, it's taken over my life.
We had thought about doing something when all this COVID stuff hit, you know, like some people did some incredible videos about, you know, like Journey, Separate Ways and all this.
Right.
I thought, you know, I have come from a background of a little bit of video editing and so forth, but that's why I'm amazed the whole world is doing it and doesn't have to go to school for it. You know, it's fantastic.
Right? Well, I'm going to expect big things from you, Dr. Giacometis. We're going to do some TikToks around the office. And we're going to put them on
your dick doc is TikToking. There you go. And that's our new mantra.
Oh, boy. TLBJ is going to kick us off immediately.
Dick doc is appropriate, right? Leave that out. I'm
talking about Richard. We do have a quick question that I thought you might find interesting. We love your questions. We answer them anonymously, and we thrive on them. So send them to armormenshealth@gmail.com. But Dr. J, I thought this one would be a good one to run past you. This gentleman who sent in an inquiry wants to make love to his wife longer. He said he ejaculates in less than a minute every time, and it's very frustrating for both him and his wife, which I totally understand, except I'm always a proponent for not having sex. But anyway, he said he does not like using the delay spray. So that's the lidocaine-based spray, right?
Yes.
How does that make a man feel? Is it numb the penis?
Well, in a sense, yeah. And that's always the risk, is there concern that it might numb her as well and all that. That's kind of the principle of it, right?
Ew.
I can see why he might not like it, because then it's like you're making love to your, you know, gloved hand or something like that. You don't really feel anything.
Warm apple pie.
Yeah. No, I get that. I think a minute. I love premature ejaculators, because it never. Yeah.
Is it like a puzzle piece for you where you got to figure out?
It just amazes me that usually the story is I need to last longer, and I ask them how long is it, and I don't know. I can't last 45 minutes, and I'm like, what? 45 minutes? By then, you gals are like, I need to watch Cutthroat Kitchen. I need to do something else.
I need
about
to watch
it.
TikTok.
Yeah. Enough of this. Think of something else. Yeah, the definition is really 1 minute or 2 minutes top. So if you're climaxing less than a minute, that is a problem for most folks. And you say, what can I do about it? I think the question is there a climax? First of all, is it, you know, just a lack of rigidity that just everything just falls down and that's it?
With no ejaculate.
Correct. And then everything just detumescens. That's true ED, erectile dysfunction. So that case, yeah, probably something like sildenafil or tadalafil, Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra would work better. It's difficult because a lot of times, you know, we recommend barriers in some capacity. So if condoms are too offensive and too not part of the mood, and maybe you're still trying to have children with them, then you know, your options can be limited. Anecdotally, and, you know, prescription SSRIs, serotonin reuptake inhibitors, like...
Those are like antidepressants.
Yeah, Paxil, Zoloft, and... Mm-hmm. and but usually Zoloft, or, you know, sertraline, the generic sertraline, mm-hmm. or Paxil. I've had good results with those in the past. I often wonder the mechanism and say maybe it's not really working at all, but, you know, you're just not depressed about it, not thinking about it. But but generally speaking, I think that I've seen good results with that. And if you can get people, you know, even 3 or 4 minutes, frankly, I just tell them just there's a lot of things behaviorally you can do as far as either foreplay so that it's not all about you, sir.
Find an unattractive girlfriend.
And then, yeah, think about Mother Teresa on a cold day, you know, perhaps the rest of the time while you're in flagrante delecto.
Oh, hey, see? I forgot you speak 5 languages.
I took Italian so I can hit on Italian girls, yeah.
Hey.
Grazie.
That was my Italian. Hey. Oh, my God. Well, that's good to know. So your recommendation is maybe antidepressants, the SSRIs. So
well, we have to be careful about that. I think a lot of times if there's other meds that you're on, we have to know that. But I think anecdotally, yeah, I've seen good results with Zoloft and Paxil, and we can write those.
So super low dose probably.
Oh, right? Yeah. Entry-level dose. Yeah, 50 milligrams of the Zoloft usually is when I start.
Gotcha. Because that is the actual side effect, is the sexual component. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
I was going to ask a question about that gentleman. Bless his heart. I feel bad for him. But kind of jealous of his wife because, you know, well, always trying to get out of my husband's listening, I'm sure.
We can bleep that part out. No
right.
That whole conversation lasted longer than a minute, so right. I hope that was equally gratifying.
That's so funny. And we do sell that delay spray. Most urologists probably do. It's a lidocaine base, but I get it. It's probably not the best, most fun-feeling thing in the world.
Well, I think it's certainly safe. You know, it's mm-hmm. you know, and if it gives you something.
It wears off.
It wears off.
Quickly.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about your week, the previous week. What was a favorite case or patient you had? Let's talk about something fun.
Oh, I don't.
Something crazy.
Fun stuff. I don't want to go into details where they think that I'm listening to them, but I think every erectile dysfunction patient has some great story to tell. You know, you just have to wonder sometimes, but I've said this on the show before. I think it takes a very unique individual to do what we do. Mm-hmm. and that is that you are going to be within 15 minutes. You're going to tell me everything about you, including some very sensitive things that you don't want to tell people, especially mm-hmm. to your friends and maybe not even your spouse sometimes. And then you have to show us things that we really need to see, but you don't want to show. And you have to establish that level of trust to say, yeah, like, go ahead, feel free to show us your
you guys,
parts.
You're not good at being vulnerable for some reason.
Oh, you know, yes, especially when in that case.
It comes to your penis.
That's right. So let it all hang out. Tell me some things about you. And then you're going to get out of my office and you're going to pay me. What? Crazy, right? You know, and it's going to be just... And you're going to feel like, you know what? I got something out of that visit, you know,
right.
and this person has a differential diagnosis and he cares about, or she cares about it, you know, for those females going to urology, God bless them. But generally speaking, you know, I think that is always an interesting story to be had. Oh, I love those stories.
Right. And we, of course, keep them confidential, but don't be embarrassed. You have to go to the doctor at some point.
I know people dance around some things and occasionally, I mean, I've busted people's infidelities when they're wondering what this new bump is there. And I said, you know what? I know what that bump is. And I also know your wife.
Oh.
So let me tell you what that bump is. And we don't have to tell anyone else about it.
Oh, but you want to call him a bad name because you probably are friends with the wife. Maybe.
No, maybe. Maybe.
No judgment here.
No, but because you're my patient and I can't really. But yeah, you have to be careful sometimes.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't think about that. And females, I think it's not well known that we have a lot of females in our practice.
Of course. You know, this is a men's health hour that we're advertising on. But, you know, I take care of a lot of incontinent ladies. And that's, again, very socially embarrassing thing to say. I had a patient today. It's like, I wanted to see a lady doctor, but I guess you'll do since you refer. So I quickly identified as a female, and it was fine because I'm gender fluid. What is it? Gender fluid is what the kids call it these days.
Think so.
But I think honestly, yeah, I can see where there is some embarrassment. Certainly, men seem to be less embarrassed by showing the ladies their stuff, and with us, and maybe not. Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe women are used to going to male OB gens, and they're just a little bit more, you know, say whatever needs to be done.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
But incontinence is something that I like to take care of. And I think, you know, certainly I had a lady who I thought for sure needed something surgical. And we did some workup on her, including urodynamics. And we said, no, it's a medication. That's what you need. And she got better and she's very happy.
Wow. Tell us what urodynamics is, we talk about it in the clinic all the time, but we don't talk about it on the show.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of times we do it for women, but there's a place for men to get it done. And it's basically we're putting weird things in your front side and back side. And that sounds really horrible, but that's a late question in the hour.
Sorry.
but it is, there is some definite value to be understood. So when we don't know why you're having this problem urinating, mm-hmm. there are some additional tests that we can do. And that's probably a good thing we need to talk about when we're talking like a BPH segment or something like that for benign prostate enlargement or for mixed incontinence, because there is a lot of value to be gained with urodynamics, especially spinal cord injured patients, and you mm-hmm. don't know if it's more of an obstruction versus a bladder problem.
Wow, there's so much to talk about. Well, awesome. We'll discover more about urodynamics in another segment with Dr. Giacometes. You can catch these podcasts for free wherever you listen to podcasts. You can type in whatever word you want to that has to do with urology, and you'll probably find an amazing podcast. Email us at armormenshealth@gmail.com, and you can actually ask for Dr. Giacometes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, y'all.
The Armour Men's Health Hour will be right back. If you have questions for Dr. Mystery, email him at armormenshealth@gmail.com.